for infrastructure. I'm not for infrastructure no matter what. And we're going into a fight now with the Democrats over raising the debt ceiling.
And raising taxes.
And taxes, too. And taxes. And the argument that I'd like to make is, which I can make, Senator Schumer, this debt is yours.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, that was not AOC. That was John Kennedy, the senator from Louisiana, who has changed his mind about the infrastructure bill. The first infrastructure bill has passed. They are now amending the second one, and they're saying that Chuck Schumer and Bernie Sanders are saying they want to pass this second bill, the big one, the $3.5 trillion bill, that they want to pass it in this session. That's a little scary. I want you to hear, this is Dana Bash with AOC last night. This is cut one. And this on CNN last night, the first big special with Dana Bash.
One of the questions that everybody, especially here in New York and definitely in Washington, want to know the answer to. Are you going to challenge Senator Schumer in a primary race?
You know, here's the thing, is that, and I know it drives everybody nuts, but the way that I really feel about this and the way that I really approach my politics and my political career is that I do not look at things and I do not set my course positionally. And I know there's a lot of people who do not believe that, but I can't operate the way that I operate and do the things that I do in politics while trying to be aspiring to other things or calculating to other things. That is to say is that I make decisions based on what I think our people need and my community needs. And so I'm not commenting on that.
Because you're going to have to make a decision soon.
Yeah, but the thing is also I feel like this is a decision that was almost put on me, right? Like, I didn't go into politics and say, I'm going to run, I'm going to win. 2 years later, I'm going to run for Senate. Blah, 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 blah. You know, that's not in my calculus. I wake up and I say, what is needed and what is necessary? And so, you know, I never thought about this as like a decision that needs to be made or not need to be made. I'm honestly, my focus is taking temperature and how things are going in Washington right now. You know, I really do not try to make these kinds of decisions out of a sense of personal ambition.
That's AOC with Dana Bash. Coming up, this is one of the most important members of Congress, and he's a congressman from Minnesota. He's not a member of leadership in the House or the Senate. But he is the chairman of the National Republican Congressional Committee, in charge of getting more Republicans elected. We'll talk with Tom Emmer. He is from, believe it or not, he is from Minnesota, and he is the chairman. And he's a U.S. representative from Minnesota's 6th Congressional District. He'll join us coming up in just a couple minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
And just a touch after 3:31 as we check out our traffic cams right now. And we do have some reduced speeds through the resort area of Interstate 15 right now. Both directions, you're only averaging about 35 miles per hour between Hacienda and Oki. You're pretty much touch and go as you try to work your way through the downtown freeways right now. 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange. Also slow 515 westbound at Eastern. You're bumper to bumper through there as four lanes are filed down into two. And that bridge reconstruction work is going to be going on for quite some time. So get used to the slow flows through there. You'll tap the brakes on the Beltway as well. That is 215 westbound at Tanea.
The world-famous Vegas Strip, AutomotiveMap.com presents the Sports Flash on KMZQ.
NFL training camp this week. The Cardinals getting set for their first preseason game. They'll host the Dallas Cowboys Friday night, 7 Pacific kickoff. The Raiders play host to the Seahawks on Saturday night. That'll be a 6 Pacific kick. Arizona State football put assistant coaches Prentice Gill and Chris Hawkins on paid leave. That's amid an NCAA investigation into possible recruiting violations. The two coaches joined tight ends coach Adam Brenneman, who was placed on leave a month ago, related to the same investigation. Missouri has hired UNLV's Desiree Reed Francois as the new athletic director. She becomes the first female athletic director in Missouri history and the second in SEC history following Vanderbilt's Candace Story Lee. Download the free Score app. Lightning fast updates so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. I'm Chuck Sanders with the KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
Gonna miss you around here, Iris.
Olivia's best optometry technician is going back to school.
Did we get that new friend?
Her eye is already twitching about finding a replacement.
Ugh, this can't keep happening. We're gonna have to cancel appointments.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Screen for quality candidates with the skills your role needs with Indeed Assessments. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. Hard to believe it, but the midterm elections in 2022 are just around the corner. And a guy that is in charge of making sure we get lots of Republicans into both the House and the Senate is Congressman Tom Emmer from the 6th District in Minnesota. He is the chair of the National Republican Congressional Committee, and he joins us. Congressman, thanks so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. I know you guys are doing the 7-week district work period, or whatever you want to call it, but thanks for taking some time with us.
Kevin, thanks for having me. Appreciate the opportunity.
First of all, let me just ask you, you are in charge of making sure we got lots of great candidates. What is it you look for in a candidate for Congress?
Well, it's you're right. So the National Republican Congressional Committee is in operation with a little over 100 people in Washington, D.C. We'll run 420 to 425 races in the 435 seats over this next several months. And let's make it clear to the audience, Republicans in the House are absolutely poised to take back the House in 2022 from the socialists that have taken it over with Nancy Pelosi. Your question specifically, what do you look for? You look for people who sound and look like the districts they're looking to represent. You look for people that literally are coming from Main Street of the communities of the particular district we're talking about. I think too often, Kevin, before I got to Congress, it's something I saw when I first got there, too often, you know, very highly compensated consultants who are very interested in being involved in campaigns across the country, because let's face it, Kevin, there's a lot of money that goes through some of these campaigns. They think that they are better capable of identifying the right candidate for a particular race, when in fact, I'm going to tell you, in Nevada, I'm going to go to a guy like U.S. Representative Mark Amadon. I'm going to talk to Mark about, you tell me what it looks like on the ground. I'm going to go to your local Republican organizations, and we're going to ask them, who's the talent that you have out there? And really, we're going to look for people who literally look and sound like the districts that they are seeking to represent, because if they come from the street, the street's going to be invested in them. And, Kevin, there's never been a time like right now to be invested in your freedom and in the Republican cause.
I want to ask you just about some of the things. For instance, I've seen in recent years members of the military who come back home from Iraq and Afghanistan and run for office, and they're doing a great job. I guess my question is, what are some of the things that you look for? Obviously, they got to be able to raise money. But are there other things that you look for in individuals besides policy?
So if you go back to 2018, you had Michael Bloomberg and all of these very wealthy Democrats who claim they're for the little guy, and all they're doing is using government to advance their own special interests. They literally invested in getting rid of every female candidate, every candidate from a minority community who was running on the Republican platform. And Kevin, they were somewhat successful. What we did the last cycle is we went out, again, utilizing our congressional delegations at the federal level, saying to them, you go back home, you interact with the different organizations and people, entities who are politically aligned with freedom and the right of individuals to self-determine, with the Republican Party's platform for opportunity and growth. You come back and you give us some names, and our goal, and we're following it again this time, find people who look and sound more like their congressional districts that we're trying to win. In this case, we had a record number of women running last time. We had a record number of candidates from minority communities running last time. This time, we already have over 600, it's about 630, I believe, Republican campaigns that have been filed across the country. Remember, there's only 435 districts. We already have 600-plus candidates that are out there. We've got 150 women who have already filed campaigns, and we've got roughly 120 to 130 candidates from minority communities that have already filed campaigns. So the candidates that we're looking for, by the way, we don't put a litmus test on it, what you look like, what your religion is, where you come from. We're looking for the best possible people that are out there, and we believe the grassroots are going to tell us who those people are. Once they get into the race, then you start to look at, what kind of a campaign team have they formed around themselves, and are they capable of raising their share of the resources that are necessary to be successful in a campaign in just about 15 months or so? So those are just some of the things we look at. But remember, I think our last president, President Trump, said it at one point, you got to have it. Whatever it is, that's what we're looking for.
Do you worry, and I've talked to candidates here, would-be candidates here, who are just unsure of whether to run because they don't know what district they're going to be running in because of redistricting. For instance, in Minnesota 6, are you worried that they're going to change the boundaries of your district?
Sure. Yeah, they easily could. In fact, it was more likely a couple months back when Minnesota was slated to lose a seat. As it turned out, we kept all 8 seats in the U.S. House of Representatives, I think by about 79 people is what it ended up being in New York lost their seat. That doesn't mean that they won't change the lines that I'm in. I would say to anybody that's looking at this out there right now, Kevin, if you're waiting, it's foolish. If you have the calling to step up because you see what this new breed of socialist Democrat wants to do to this country, this is not a choice between two parties any longer, Kevin. This isn't going to be a choice between two candidates. This literally is a choice in the next election between two fundamental differences for what this country will look like. On the new socialist Democrat side, they want government to be allocating all the resources, which is great if you're part of the government making the decisions. Not too great if you're just one of the citizens who's got to take what they give you. On the Republican side, we still believe in free markets. We still believe in the right of an individual to self-determine and by his or her own hard work, initiative, and talent to allocate those resources properly. That's what the definition of freedom is all about. So I'd say to any of the potential candidates out there, if you're called, don't sit on the sidelines. Don't play this game of looking for lines. Get out there right now. Build your campaign. Start to raise money, because the longer you wait, the less opportunity you're going to have to do that. And then when the lines are drawn, if it isn't drawn the way that you expected, if it isn't what you think is conducive to the campaign you wanted to run, no harm, no foul. You can actually just sit back and wait until the right opportunity that you think fits you comes along. But in the meantime, they want you to wait, Kevin. They want you to sit on the sidelines. People like Susie Lee, the best thing she could ever get is to have great candidates out there who should be replacing her yesterday, just sitting on the sidelines until it's too late.
Let me get you into the realm of current events. The Senate voted earlier today for the bipartisan infrastructure bill. It's the first of two so-called infrastructure bills. It is now going to come back to the House. I know that Nancy Pelosi said she would not let you vote on the bill that passed today without the big one, the $3.5 trillion Bernie Sanders social welfare human infrastructure bill. What do you know about the bill that is coming back from the Senate? And are you on call? Are you on 24-hour duty? What's the deal?
So, I mean, the one coming back from the Senate, there are some red flags. I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of Republicans who do believe that we should be looking at a major infrastructure bill that includes traditional, by the way, roads and bridges, ports, airports, water, sewer, broadband build out across this country, especially after we've gone through this pandemic. And we're not going to go backward when it comes to telemedicine, when it comes to online education, those types of things. We need to be moving forward. And by the way, the House Transportation Committee, led by minority ranking member Sam Graves from Missouri, put out a proposal earlier this summer that was the greatest investment ever for a traditional transportation infrastructure bill. That is not the one coming back from the Senate. There's a lot of us who would like to look at this traditional infrastructure and actually, because it adds to our economy, right? It grows the economy. It helps people grow prosperity. Now, when you start putting in quote-unquote human infrastructure, when you start increasing spending to such enormous sums as they're talking about, the one they passed today is a $1 trillion bill. Again, it's coming with red flags. I don't know that we're ever going to get a chance to look at it over in the House, though, Kevin, because Nancy Pelosi has already made it clear she's not bringing anything to the floor until this reconciliation bill gets done. And frankly, what's happened is the Senate has already voted to start debate on this additional $3.5 trillion bill. But in order for them to do that, they've got to do a budget. And it's going to be, that's what they're going to be debating. I think one of my colleagues today called it, the Senate is plowing full speed ahead with Bernie Sanders' budget. And by the way, Bernie's budget is much worse than the one we saw from President Biden earlier this year. It adds even more debt than the president did, and it's through the reconciliation process it opens the door to even larger tax increases. So I just think, on call, don't know about that. It's possible if we do get called back before September, Kevin, it'll be to vote on the budget aspect so that they can open up the reconciliation process, which is really what they want to do. They want to just continue to spend and tax like nobody's ever seen before, which is very dangerous for our economy, as you can tell, with rising prices and the higher cost of living, which is a direct result of this out-of-control spending.
It's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out over the course of the next few weeks. In fact, I know you're back in district, and you may have been away from the media, but they're already, I'm watching C-SPAN right now up on the monitor here in the studio, they're already amending the $3.5 trillion bill, the Bernie Sanders bill. They're already amending it, and they say, at least according to C-SPAN, that they plan on passing that in this session, this current session, before everybody comes back So
let me give you two things, Kevin, if I have time, if you do. At a minimum, the budget they want to do will start the process for at least another $1.75 trillion in deficit spending this year.
Wow.
And anywhere from 1.75 to 3.5 trillion or even higher tax increases. Let's make no mistake, the ultimate reconciliation bill they're trying to write out of this budget is the worst of the worst. It will include amnesty for millions of illegal immigrants, expansion of Obamacare, banishing low-cost electricity, extending Biden's bailout provisions, and billions towards a climate core, green subsidies, and the Green New Deal. This is very dangerous territory, and people better be engaged.
Hey, Congressman, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I especially appreciate all you're doing for the NRCC, because that's how we get more Republicans into Congress and into the House of Representatives. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your district work period. We're not supposed to call it recess, are we?
No, whoever named it resource is a special place in hell.
Oh, there you go. Congressman, thanks so much, man. I appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
All right, Kevin. Take care.
There you go. Congressman Tom Emmer from Minnesota's 6th Congressional District, or as they say in Washington, Minnesota 6. Anyway, stay where you are. More to do. This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Laborers Union Local 872. They stand together with our community in solidarity. Laborers Union Local 872, Vegas strong, union proud. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
If you know the facts, you'll get the vax. 99% of hospital COVID patients are unvaccinated. Protect yourself and get vaccinated today at CSN's North Las Vegas or Charleston campus. Need another reason? You could win big prizes. What are you waiting for? Get vaxxed.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Get the info you need to know with the KMZQ Newsflash, proudly sponsored by DeCastro Verde Law Group Personal Injury. Alex and Orlando DeCastro Verde will stand by you every step of the way, and their family will fight for yours.
We all know the far left is waging a relentless assault on our core American values, pushing higher taxes, bigger government, dangerous sanctuary city policies, and extremist ideas like critical race theories in our schools. You're probably asking yourself, what can I do? Well, former Attorney General Adam Laxalt and his friends at Morning in Nevada PAC are hosting the 6th annual Bass Cry on Saturday, August 14th. And while the event is sold out, the good news is that you have the opportunity to watch it live, online, for free. The speaker lineup is top-notch, featuring some of our country's leading conservative champions, like Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Senator Tom Cotton, American Conservative Union Chairman Matt Schlapp, and more. The Basque Fry is Nevada's largest annual political event, and there's still a chance for you to live stream all the action, and it's absolutely free. To register, just go to morninginnevadapac.org. That's morninginnevadapac.org. Check it out. Paid for by Morning in Nevada PAC.
Back then, we'd spend nights in front of the boob tube. We'd take our same seats, smoke cigarettes, and watch until the station played. We all smoked in those days. If that was you then, get your lungs screened now. Surviving lung cancer starts with a scan. Learn more at screenyourlungs.org. This PSA was made possible by industry funding and guidance from lung cancer patient groups.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by the Libre Initiative. One of the things we're going to talk about coming up in our next hour is a major event, a major political event that's coming to the Corley Ranch this weekend, the 6th Annual Basque Fry. And tomorrow, Adam Laxalt, the former attorney general, former candidate for governor, will join us, and we'll talk about what this event, maybe how this event's going to be different. I mean, the previous five have just been absolutely phenomenal. I think I've been to four of them, and we broadcast live from there and all kinds of things. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night Because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and every